Hello everyone, this is Mike Seiler. I'm your host, and I have with me today Rachel Thorogood.
Hi everybody.
Rachel received a Bachelor's of Arts from St. John's College in Santa Fe, New Mexico, where she learned to ask the right questions. Her degree is a double major in philosophy and math. After graduation, she taught high school, where she learned to explain things clearly with humor. She started seriously studying herbs, medicinal plants, naturopathic medicine, environmental toxins, parasites, and homeopathy with Hannah Krueger, Master Healer, in Boulder, Colorado, when her children were young and got sick frequently. A longtime vegetarian, she has studied nutrition and eating for wellness. She takes great care in preparing her healthy, pesticide-free, organic foods for her family. Not only is she well-schooled in a wide range of supplements, natural foods, and natural plants such as goji berries, but when she runs across an intriguing question, she has the skills and training to get to the bottom of it. Her friends, neighbors, and customers know her as a wise woman because of her uncanny intuition and her down-to-earth common sense. She seeks out compassionate counsel and humorous perspective. So, Rachel, what is it about goji berries that has made them so popular lately?
Well, that's an interesting question. Gojis have been around for centuries, of course. But in the United States, it's recently reached a critical mass because the nutritional and health benefits are finally being recognized for what they are. And why is this? A lot of it's been word of mouth, where people have shared their health successes with their family and friends and neighbors. But some of this word of mouth has been forced by certain multi-level marketing companies who actually sort of incite their loyal membership into a rabid goji frenzy. In fact, one such company I heard of is spearheaded by a Canadian doctor who claims to be an expert in anything wellness-related that he sees an opportunity to make money in.
So I hear that Oprah mentioned goji berries recently, so tell me more.
Well, Mike, on October 1st, Oprah did have Dr. Mehmet Oz, who is also known as America's Doctor. He's a vice chair of surgery and professor of cardiac surgery at Columbia University, and she had him on her show. He talked with a group of men, and all the women left and went to another room.
That must have been interesting.
Yeah, it really was. Now, Dr. Oz is an author and co-author of over 400 original publications, book chapters, abstracts, and books, including one called You, the Smart Patient.
So he's quite an authority.
He really is, yes. And he talked a lot on Oprah about how goji berries are a high source of antioxidants. Now, on that show, Ben Gordon, the leading scorer for the Chicago Bulls, you know, was in the audience of the men, and he wanted some nutrition information. He asked Dr. Oz about, because he's a professional athlete, of course, and trains anywhere from 2 to 3 times every single day, what kind of foods he could add to his diet to help him maintain high energy level. Because, as do many athletes, he often crashes when he's finished working out. And Dr. Oz recommended that he and all men eat more foods with antioxidants.
Yeah, I know the feeling. I sometimes crash after exercise, and I'm not even a world-class athlete.
Yeah, well, I think a lot of us have that experience when we hike a lot, when we do any kind of really hard exercise, biking or whatever. But what is actually happening in the body is that you're creating so much oxidation from working out a lot, especially if you're doing more than 2 to 3 hours a day, then you just don't have the oxidant stores to keep up with that kind of energy output level. So you have to build up those antioxidant stores by eating leafy green vegetables or other foods with that are high in antioxidants. And Dr. Oz pointed out, very rightly so, that bright-colored fruits like goji berries are great for this. Now, they are the most potent antioxidant fruit we know, he pointed out.
Wow.
He also pointed out that foods are drugs, and they work like drugs, but especially for an athlete who's moving fast and all over the place, they really have to keep those antioxidant stores in the body high.
Makes sense.
Yeah, and the best way to do that is through the foods that you eat. Now, there are other people, too, who have recently been talking about goji berries, and some of you may have heard about our friend Mick Jagger, who everybody knows pretty much. He's just decided and you know, he's in his 60s, decided that it's time to have another baby with his current girlfriend. And so he's gone on a goji berry diet to increase his sexual stamina and testosterone levels. How about that, Mike?